mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In California, peaceful protests now have U.S. military tanks pulling up and harassing them. 89% of Americans in a major CNN poll believe the government's covering up information on 9/11. This Alberto Gonzalez character, this Enron lawyer, this pro-abortion lawyer of Bush's, is the guy that came up with a plan to torture people, to strip citizens of their rights. He told the Pentagon that it was okay to torture, that Bush was above the law. More on the battle for Fallujah. A doctor's coming on who had prior knowledge of 9/11. It's all coming up. But right now, let's go back to Robert in Texas. We've had Jimmy Walter on, the multimillionaire, the mega-millionaire, who put full-page ads in newspapers and magazines talking about the controlled demolition of Building 7, the Pentagon. He promotes my videos and some other great videos. I didn't know that on MSNBC Tuesday night he'd been attacked at 7 p.m. What's the name of the show again? You say you sent me the transcript, Robert. I'm going to be posting that today. But tell us the name of the show.
It's called Countdown with Keith Olbermann.
Oh, yeah, I know that show.
Yeah.
And so basically they had on the case closed Kennedy assassination. Got to say, it's all not true. Well, 92% of people believe the government killed Kennedy, so their propaganda isn't working.
Right.
What did this guy say?
First off, when they introduced him, they called him the most respected authority on the subject of 9/11, which I thought was...
Wow, he's just respected on everything.
Right. And he immediately says that the ads that Walters put up were straight out of the X-Files, that's a quote. Goes on to attack him, saying that he just kind of inherited his money and he's kind of a bum. And then he talks about Building 7 and says, you know, how it's just crazy to think that they demolished it. Of course, there was no one else on the program.
Again, no plane hit Building 7, and Larry Silverstein says they blew it up. We're going to play those clips again in a minute.
Right. He goes on, he says... This is a quote. He says, the exact details of what happened that day, those planes taken by 19 hijackers, that's not in doubt.
What's not in doubt is that they were government agents. What's not in doubt is that there were drills run that morning of flying hijacked jets into the building so NORAD would stand down.
He goes on about the Princess Diana, JFK, Martin Luther King.
By the way, in major polls, the British people believe the government killed Diana. And she wrote letters 2 months before she was murdered saying, I've been told by Charles he's going to have me murdered in a fake auto accident.
Right.
I guess Diana's a conspiracy theorist, too, and then just magically died of exactly how she said she would.
Right. Then the final thing that was even more interesting, that he said, the host, Keith Olbermann, asked him if he thought that guys should be allowed to put ads like this on. And this Posner guy said, no. And then he compared Jimmy Walters, basically. He said that these networks would not be putting on an advertisement from an American neo-Nazi that said the Holocaust was a hoax.
So saying government's lying about anything is equated with being anti-Semitic, see?
Right.
I mean, that's just how incredible, and Jimmy Walters, by the way, is a liberal. This is just so, yeah, that's what they do. In fact, in a lot of the ADL literature, if you believe Kennedy was killed by the government, it's secret code words for hating Jews.
Right.
Well, I got to get the video of this. I'm begging somebody to send it to me.
Okay. Well, I thought I'd just call and tell you about it. But...
Well, it's just totally classic, is it not?
It was just textbook. I couldn't believe, you know, having no one else on to respond to it. You know, there's no other opinion being heard. It's just this whitewasher, Posner, spouting off like he's
But they're doing it because they're being damaged, because
right.
they're being exposed. Believe me, they wouldn't even be raising this if they weren't desperate.
I hope so. Thanks, Alex.
God bless you. All right, folks, we'll be right back with a guest and more of your calls and a ton of news. Don't forget the website, prisonplanet.tv. I'm going to call my webmaster, and I'm going to have the Building 7 section reposted on the main page. I want all of you to email it to everyone. I'm begging you.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We're here 24 hours a day. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up here in a few minutes, we've got a doctor who's got more titles in front of his name than the Encyclopedia Britannica. Dr. William Richard Deagle, M.D., D-A-B-F-P, C-C-F-P, A-A-P-M, S-P-P-M, C-I-M-E, A-C-O-E-M, A-A-S-M, A-A-E-M. And he's worked for the U.S. government, secret programs. We did searches on him and found out everything he's been telling us was accurate. He's actually done some news reporting on this before we even learned of him, before he contacted us. And he's been inside U.S. government terror training ops where they admitted 9/11 before it happened. Just one more of the whistleblowers of the hundreds and hundreds, from David Shippers, the man that impeached Bill Clinton, to Bob Dole's former chief of staff, Stanley Hilton, to widows of so-called hijackers, to people at U.S. military bases, to FBI agents, to victims' family members, to firefighters, to police officers we've had on this show. The list goes on. There's literally hundreds of them. We have a whistleblower page on PrisonPlanet.com that only has 50 or so of them. Well, that's coming up here in a few minutes. But now I've learned that Jimmy Walter, who boldly put ads in major newspapers and magazines and national TV ads telling the facts of how they blew up Building 7, never hit by an aircraft, what happened at the Pentagon, all of this is being viciously attacked. And we did confirm the transcript. We're posting that right now from that countdown show Tuesday night. I'm going to spend a few minutes on Building 7. And Paul Watson is adding the transcript from MSNBC. and our Building 7 archive of the video clips, the seismographs, the AP reports, the firefighters saying they were told to back off, they were about to blow it up. Peter Jennings saying that. Dan Rather talking about looks like well-placed dynamite. We're reposting that on the main page right now, so there's three things I want you to do. I want you to mass email out this article where they use tanks against regular tanks with regular troops two nights ago in L.A. to a peaceful protest. I want you to email out our data page from Infowars.com. Please do this. About Alberto Gonzalez being the architect of torture and enemy combatant designations that you then saw the aftermath of in Abu Ghraib and other prisons. And this Building 7 that we first broke, I don't know, over a year ago. So please go and re-email this out to all three of those to everyone. There's little links at the bottom that say email this page or grab all three links to the pages and email them out. Message boards everywhere. You are unstoppable when you decide to take action and do this. The power of you, millions of listeners, taking action simultaneously knocks the globalist upside the head. Now, they're launching all these propaganda pieces everywhere about 9/11 because they're losing all credibility. Polls show 50 to 89% of people believing prior knowledge or government involvement in 9/11. They are panicking. They are going nuts. And before we go to Dr. Deagle, I want to play for you from the documentary America Rebuilding, where they describe the rebuilding of the World Trade Center complex. And first they introduce why they rebuilt Building 7. First, because on the morning of 9/11, it was the furthest away, it fell, nobody died, which isn't true, by the way. A Secret Service agent is listed as dying in it, along with a firefighter. And then he cuts to that day and shows the building falling, and Silverstein says we gave the order to pull the building that day on 9/11. Then, so you know what pull it means, we play a clip where months later they were destroying the remains of 6 and 5, and they go getting ready to pull the building, and it shows them pulling those down months later. But this is where he talks about on that day pulling it. Then we play a months later pulling the remains of other buildings to give you the definition of pull it, meaning industry term for controlled demolition. Then we play Dan Rather, seconds after Building 7 collapsed that afternoon, saying looks like well-placed dynamite. For the seismographs, the AP reports, people saying that they were told to back off, they were going to pull the building. For the audio of Peter Jennings saying that, Rudolph Giuliani in the FEMA command bunker in Building 7 was told to get out hours before. That's all on PrisonPlanet.com and the archives and Infowars.com. Just type in pull Building 7 into our search engine, it'll pop up. But it'll be on the main page here in about 10 minutes. Paul Watson, our incredible webmaster, just assured me during the break when I called him. Let's go ahead and air this first clip about Building 7 from PBS documentary where Larry Silverstein, by the way, we've called his office at least 10 times. Other people have called it dozens of times. We've had this out. You type in Larry Silverstein's name on the web, my website comes up first. He's never challenged it, never corrected it. He just keeps real quiet about it. By the way, buildings closer to Tower 1 and 2 got barely damaged or not damaged, like the Millennium Hilton, and this building way far away, not hit by a plane, catches fire, two small fires, and implodes magically. So here, and yes, I'm excited about this, this is incredible. This is a smoking gun. And then this thing magically collapses. So here's that first clip.
World Trade Center 7 had always been considered the starting point for rebuilding. Located north of the slurry wall, 7 had been cleared faster than the rest of the site, and there had been no bodies to recover. Pelted by debris when the North Tower collapsed, 7 burned until late afternoon, allowing occupants to evacuate to safety.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to continue. Seeing the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull. And then we watched the building collapse.
Scott is rolling these off the internet. And because it gets a lot of traffic, sometimes it hiccups. And with something this important, Scott, we're going to play these clips, but later in the hour I want to play them cleanly because people will think we edited or something. I want you to go back to Infowars.com before everybody starts linking to it again and you can't load it. And I want you to re-record those, because those had hiccups all over them. It's not your fault, I know. We had clean recordings of it, then it got erased out of the computer a year ago. We re-recorded them a few weeks ago off the internet, and it's got hiccups. So go, please record it without the hiccups, because people need to hear this, you know, this. And again, you could buy it from PBS until a few months ago. Now the Boston PBS that produced America Rebuilding will not sell it anymore. I wonder why. But play clip two. This is from the same documentary where they talk about demolishing remains of buildings a month later, and the pull it means demolition. So here's that clip.
By mid-December, the Department of Design and Construction had leveled World Trade Center buildings 4 and 5.
Hello? Oh, we're getting ready to pull building 6.
We have to be very careful how we demolish building 6. We were worried about the building 6 coming down and then damaging the slurry wall, so we wanted that particular building to fall within a certain area.
Okay, so that clip's clean. Here's Dan Rather, and by the way, I've got this Dan Rather clip in Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Here's Dan Rather. About 30 seconds after it collapses, they rewind it, and he goes, we're going to go to videotape now, and then this is what he says of the video as it's rolled. Here it is, Dan Rather.
And again, what you're seeing are high shots. Now, here we're going to show you a videotape of the collapse itself.
Describe that.
Now we go to videotape the collapse of this building.
It's amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word. For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before, when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down. And
okay, now those last two clips are clean, so do me a favor. Go type in pull WTC7 and get me the Silverstein clip again, and then just dump that bad one we recorded and get me a clean one. Thank you so much for doing an incredible job. You're doing five people's job up there. Okay, I want to thank him for holding. If I try to read his bio, it's literally 10 pages long. He's worked for the U.S. government at every level. He's now gone back to Canada, I guess, to get out of this police state, but out of the frying pan into the furnace. And he's written some articles for the web, very bold person telling the truth. He's Dr. William Richard Deagle, M.D., and every other D you can imagine. I've never seen anything like this. This guy has worked in cybernetics, secret operations. The list goes on and on. Medical examiner, just everything else. It just goes on and on and on and on. Doctor, good to have you on with us.
Thank you, Alex. Now that we're speaking on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, hopefully people wake up and realize it's the 11th hour for America, too.
It is. It's in some time zones. It is the 11th hour, the 11th day, the 11th month.
The initial day was called Armistice Day because that's when they signed the armistice. I guess I wanted to kind of focus rather than being on too many topics today, but the thing that concerns me most is the story that goes back that I sent to Paul Joseph Watson, and I was posted on Prison Planet back on September the 8th. And that show goes back to a personal experience because it's good to have documentation from people on the inside besides things that are in the public media. I was an occupational physician for Penrose St. Francis Hospital in Colorado Springs from 94 and 95. And my boss, who is a major, George Schwinder, was not available to do the exit examinations on the forensic munitions team that went from Fort Carson to the Oklahoma City Murrah Building. And when the team came back, I had to do their examinations to clear them that they were medically well from exposure to whatever they're exposed to, inhalation of particulates, chemicals, or whatever. And one of the gentlemen that I had to examine had a little nervous breakdown in my office, and he wanted me to do sperm counts and other blood tests for radiation injuries.
Stay there. We'll talk about this, but then I do want to get into 9/11 as well, and your prior knowledge of that as well in a government anti-terror meeting. Talking to Dr. William Richard Deagle, medical doctor. When we get back, ladies and gentlemen, and we checked him out, he's been in these projects. It's documented. Brace yourselves.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
About that, we've contacted Larry Silverstein's office. It's been all over the news, now national TV. Both ABC and NBC have done pieces on it, but Larry Silverstein's quiet about how he said they blew up the building on September 11th. But going back to, we'll play that clip later, going back to Dr. Deagle, and we have the article on prisonplanet.com where these troops come back to Colorado Springs. He's checking them out, the ordnance teams that were sent to Oklahoma City, and I'd heard this years ago from different government sources, but we couldn't confirm it, and now we get into radiation, micro nukes. Continue, Doctor.
Yeah, what happened is this guy started really having a bit of a panic attack right in my examination room at St. Francis Hospital in Colorado Springs. And I said, you know, what's going on? These are military personnel, and they're used to being in difficult situations. The same team was in the Khobar Towers forensic evaluation over in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, I guess a couple of years before that. I said, look, I'm not going to do anything for you until you come clean, because I have to know what you're exposed to, if it's chemicals or dust or whatever. And he said it wasn't any of those. It was radiation. I said, come on. He said, look, got exposed to radiation. He said, look at this. And he showed me this weird rash on him. I said, gee, that looks strange. And he said, look, I want sperm counts. I want blood tests. I said, look, you got to tell me the whole story of what happened. He said, look, you're not going to put my name out there, and I won't. But he told me everything. He said, we removed two baseball-size micronuclear weapons that were on the pillars of the building and a very large C4 pineapple that could have vaporized the building. He also told me that the debris was hauled away by Wackenhut under armed security, and they were told that all of their bags were searched and checked with radiation detectors.
Now, we have video and news articles about that. We know they had detectors out there. We know they took it to Wackenhut landfill, buried it, poured concrete over it,
right.
And men with machine guns guard it to this day.
Right. And, in fact, he was told that if he removed any debris, that he would be killed. And these are military personality. They're our top forensic team. Basically, that's why they're sent from Fort Carson. And these are forensic munitions experts for both chemical and nuclear. And they went over to the Khobar Towers, and they said the building wasn't blown up by this load of ammonium nitrate bomb. And I'm a chemist as well. That's what I did before I was medicine. As a biochemist and bacteriologist, I did some research in that area. And I said, look, ammonium nitrate, tell me. And he said, well, it's 1/7 of the amount of ammonium nitrate that just blew the windows in the Khobar Towers building. The entire front of the building was sheared off. And I said, well, where were these nukes from? He said they were placed there by ATF and FBI special units. I said, my God. I said, you're not telling me the truth. He said, yes, I am. And he said, and the federal judge was paged out, and we were told if we ever spoke about this that we would be terminated.
Well, I know that the BATF told police on the ground, we interviewed them for the Road to Tyranny, that, yeah, they got a page not to come in. 2 minutes after the bomb went off, they were in full mop gear, full bomb gear, and some of the bombs did not go off. There's video of them removing these bombs.
Right, and I want to tie that in, without spending too much time on that, but into the other thing. In 1997-98, I worked for Reserve Admiral John Hughes in Denver, and we had the contract for all the hazmat for the state of Colorado. So I did the examinations pretty well on everyone that had any incidents with moving our radioisotopes out of Rocky Flats, our warheads, and our nerve gas was heading usually across the state to Utah to either be stored or disposed of in their disposal facility. And what happened is that we also did the simulations for Operation Top Off in Dark Winter. We did a simulation on 17th Avenue, in which we had a little mock spray unit with an air pressurizer spraying a mist out the second floor window of an apartment on 17th Avenue in Denver, which is like big canyon walls of buildings. And the idea was we would have hazmat officers and EMTs go to the local hospitals and simulate symptoms, and then the hospital emergencies were to try to figure out what would happen and do a public health analysis to figure out where the release was.
Yeah, that was public. But I mean, I want to go back to the guy in the micro nukes. Did
right.
you test his blood?
Yeah, I did, actually. We tested him, and he called me back, and I told him to go get the other tests at his primary doc, which ones to get. And those are okay. But he was pretty panicky. And, I put that on the shelf because it was my first exposure to the really weird stuff. Now, of course, there's a number of other stories we could get into because I worked in many classified projects in Colorado, underground, taking care of some of these various different people working on very, very classified projects.
Yeah, and I don't want to, sir, I don't want to get into anything classified.
No, you don't want to get into that. So what I thought I'd do is tie it into the 9/11. In 9/11, what happened is because we worked on Operation Top Off and Dark Winter, what happened is I met on March 1, 2001, with Dr. Jay Reddington, who's one of the senior guys in our project, with the national director for the CDC, Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, for bioterrorism, and the FBI director for bioterrorism nationally. And I was invited to a private lunch with them to talk about what's happened in the last few years in terms of what we did to try to solve our...
And this is where 9/11 comes in. This is huge, folks. Pay attention. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. Now, both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceutical or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added energy and spirit. Call 800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It will turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 800-882-3213 today or visit the web at petwonder.com. That's petwonder.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
I have masses of news coming up on the new Attorney General nominee who is the architect of the modern torture program that would make Mengele smile with admiration. We have news about the battle for Fallujah. Major polls where 89% of Americans believe the government's covering up the truth of 9/11. A new poll out by CNN. So much coming up, but we are honored to have riding shotgun with us Dr. William Richard Deagle, M.D. And we've got his basic bio posted. We're going to post more of the articles he's written and what he said in a section on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for folks. We'll also put a transcript of this interview out there on the site as soon as one is prepared by the great folks that do that for us. Dr. Deagle, we got some time here, so go over how you're already seeing pieces of this working for the government and working in classified areas, and then right before 9/11, and you've written all this down and put it out publicly, took a lot of courage, right before 9/11, you're in a meeting, and here's something very interesting. Tell us all about it.
Well, I met Jay outside of the conference. It was an infectious disease and bioterrorism conference at the Adams Mark Hotel in downtown Denver on March 1 of 2001. And I was talking to him, and of course I asked him questions. Did we solve these public health and notification and event and analysis problems? And he said, well, no, but why don't you join me for lunch? And the director for the FBI and CDC are there, and we'll talk about this. And we had a couple of hours for lunch. We had a long time to talk. And so I'm sitting across, and we're talking about what happened in Dark Winter and Operation Top Off, and then plans for more simulations. And the FBI director kind of breaks in and he says, you know, there's going to be an attack on a northeastern city in the next 24 months. I said, come on. And he said, yeah, 95% certainty. And he looked at me real seriously. You know, he's like, you know, take me serious now. We're not just kind of having a friendly lunch here. I said, no, I want you to repeat that. He said, look, there's a 95% chance there will be an attack in a northeastern city in the next 24 months. I said, repeat that. He said, yeah. He said, look, there will be. He said 100% chance. I said, come on. How do you know that? He said, we've been doing these simulations and these other things. I said, well, what do you mean? I said, which city? And I mentioned different cities. And he said, we got down to it was New York. And I said, well, what scenarios? I said, because I'm familiar. I belong to the nuclear division of ACOM, and I have training in infectious disease and bioterrorism. So I asked him, and he said, well, it's we talked about airplanes going into buildings. We talked about suitcase nukes. We talked about release of bioweapons in the subway systems. And I said, well, what are you doing about it? I mean, obviously, if there's people doing this, you have the capacity. I know because, you know, I work with these projects where you're monitoring everything, communications and everything in the United States. Why would you not just go pick up the people that you think are doing this? And he didn't have an answer. And I said, well, what are your plans? And he said, well, there will be an attack. And he said, we'll kill 50 to 500,000 Americans and bring in the national implantable ID. And I said, what? I said, you got to be kidding. And he said, no, I'm not, I'm serious. This is going to happen. I said, you mean all the work we've done isn't stopping anything? I said, I don't see since we had our meetings and after all of these dark winter and so on that any progress has been made to help the primary frontline EMT, hospital, emergency, primary doctor anywhere in any city like Denver, which is...
Well, they admit 98% of all this funding is military. It's bullets. Not doctors, as one of your colleagues said a few years ago about Dark Winter, an Operation Top Off conducted in Oklahoma, Texas, Colorado, and other states. And again, folks, we posted an article the doctor wrote a few months ago, but we did a lot of research on him, and he's all the things he says he is. I mean, I'm looking at his bio here, and so much of it is classified that we can't even get into here on the air. I mean, you are on the record at these meetings in the press. It is on record. You were in these meetings with these people, and now you're saying all this on air, and it meshes exactly with what we already have learned ourselves and our own independent investigations and from 100 other major whistleblowers, Doctor.
Yeah, it's very disturbing that it's not being taken more seriously by the public. For example, for my patients, I recommend they all carry a NIOSH N95 mask, which just stops particulates. And a friend of mine, Steve Queen, who actually works with the military and has a private company in Colorado Springs, is putting together an emergency kit, which is really important. And I'm going to post it on my site, which is a banner on your website. But it's NutriMedical.com. But it's really important that people start taking personal measures because they're not protected. These major cities, the government's doing nothing. I mean, they came out a couple of years ago with duct tape and 100 mil poly. It's crazy. And so
I want to go back to the specific meeting in the Adams Mark Hotel, March 1st, 2001. You're meeting at the Bioterrorism Medical Conference,
right?
And the FBI director and others are there,
right?
And you're there with them, and he's openly saying there's going to be this massive attack in New York. We're going to take everybody's rights, put implantable chips in them right after the attack being announced.
Yeah, they even mentioned martial law and implantable chips and everything.
And then, I mean, is this when things finally started clicking for you?
Everything came together then. 2 years before that, in 1999, my friends were in Delta and Special Ops because I taught the course in February of 2002 in St. Louis with the American Academy of Environmental Medicine on bioterrorism. I was the main speaker, and in our class were not only the doctors but also Special Ops and Delta, so I know these guys. And so in 99, they were sending me information on Homeland Security, the actual pieces of the Homeland Security Act, 2 years before 9/11. This is really...
And again, Bill Clinton gave a speech in 93 about Homeland Security, used that term.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right on, Alex, and it's a good thing you're ringing this bell because the Liberty Bell in America is cracked, but it's not broken. And we better face it that not only will Americans' liberty go, because they'll use America... And it's incredible military prowess to crush the rest of the world into this straitjacket.
We're being captured by a small elite, and then they're going to be used as the muscle globally to enslave everybody else.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, who can make war with America? Who is insane enough to go to war with America, you know? Who would go to war? Like, I talked to the guys in the tank.
Yeah, why would real Arab countries really launch attacks knowing it would bring down the greatest military ever seen?
Yeah, exactly. I talked to the guys in the tank division because I took care of them when they came back. And one of the doctors that helped discover the cause of Gulf War Syndrome, which, of course, is depleted uranium and the anthrax vaccines that are relabeled 20 years old, etc. But one of the guys was saying, you know, these guys in the first Iraq war that were the Iraqis were just looking. They could barely see us, and we could see that we just lock on, press a button, and it was just like a video game. They're boom, boom, boom. All of their T-70, T-80 tanks are just evaporating literally in front of them. Why would anybody be insane enough to fight with the American armed forces? Are they out of their mind? That includes everyone, Russians, Chinese,
well,
anybody?
Now we have the video of Marines, they're in Marine uniforms, in actual tanks now, a small protest on the street corner peaceably, and the tanks come up and troops scream at the people with the police. I mean, they really, these are probing conditioning exercises.
Yeah, it's trying to convert the American military to the national federal police, and of course, it gets more disturbing than that because obviously, what are they going to do? We recruit all of the young people and turn our entire country into an armed force. And if you don't have your ID on you, you're immediately taken to detention so they verify who you are with, you know, blood samples and iris scans and biometrics.
And by the way, that's in Patriot Act 2 that's now passed the House and Senate in conference committee. Illegal aliens are given a waiver, by the way. They don't have to do it. Now, that's actually public, folks. Doctor, going back, because I want to go to some calls here, Dr. William Richard Deagle worked at many levels of the U.S. government. You're in this meeting with the FBI director. He's saying all this. What was your response, and then what were you thinking, and what else did he say?
I just couldn't believe it. I got very upset, and I said, you know, what are you going to do, let thousands of American citizens die at the hands of your incompetence? I said, where are the showers for decontamination? Oh, I see showers? I said, I talked to the guys at Fort Carson, these other military places. There's no showers. I don't see proper decon facility manuals for any of the hospitals. I worked at the time at, just previously to that, at Swedish, which is one of the largest hospitals in Colorado. Where are the emergency push carts for the drugs and the other things? Where are the treatments for people with burns and radiation injuries if there's a radiological bomb? I mean, I don't see anything. I said, you don't even have particulate masks for people if they have particles, from either alpha particles or radiation particles or biological weapons. You have nothing. So I personally bought particle masks to give to all of my patients, which I did over the last 3 years, and I gave them to them. I said, look, keep these with you in a Ziploc bag, and if something happens, you at least can stop the particles, and you can get a poncho and do some other simple things.
Meanwhile, they're giving potassium iodate to all the police and firefighters and federal workers, but not telling the public to get it. Which
absolutely, and if they should all have it. I told all my patients, I said, get this potassium iodate. I said, soon the government's going to have it all locked up, and it'll be under their control, and if you don't go to them, you won't be able to get any, but you can now buy it on the Internet and get potassium iodate.
Okay, so I want to continue. So you're at this meeting months before 9/11. Was anything else said after you stood up to the FBI director?
Yeah, I asked them other specific questions. I said, what are you going to do about this and this? In terms of, I said, look, we talked about airplanes. I said, well, no airplanes are going to go in there because I said, you know, my uncles used to fly planes, and I used to fly these light planes with them. And I said, you can go a mile off course, and you'll be taken down by a jet, okay? I said, and then suitcase nukes, I said, obviously you can see from space because they can see if there's radioisotopes. In every major city, they fly jets over every week over a city, and they can see from space if there's radioisotopes. I said, so obviously if there's an
excess. By the way, folks, they can see them with the newest ground-penetrating radar that's declassified, that's 20 years old. Who knows what they have now? They can see 400 feet through solid rock. With the cheap models they've given police, they can see 4 feet through concrete.
Yeah, and I told them, I challenged them. I said, look, I know this, so if you're saying that somebody's got suitcase nukes, and I said, all you have to do is send the police down there and pick them up, and that's it. I said,
and again,
so,
the ground-penetrating radar is different from the radiation detectors. They're even more powerful because of the signature of these, and I've just read the reports. You're obviously the scientist and doctor that knows about this. So to be clear, in your article you talk about this, you just mentioned it, the FBI director and others were talking about planes flying into buildings?
Oh, yes. They talked about that. I said
not my words, your words. Please state it for us.
That's what they said. I said, that's insane. I said...
Well, what specifically did they say?
They said we worked out... we've had simulations in the past, and we're having future simulations of airplanes being used as fuel air bombs to go into major populated areas and tall buildings.
And we know they had drills from 95 right through the morning of 9/11 with the exact same drills being run of exactly what happened at the very exact same time as the cover. And you said to them, well, wait a minute, when you get off course a mile, they launch F-16s. What did he say when you said that?
He said, we're still doing simulations. I said, well, look, I have guys that I know inside the Pentagon, and there's two teams of fellows that can go at a high-speed elevator to the roof. And these two teams have Stinger missiles, can launch a missile over 70.
And there's been video of those guys on top of the White House and Pentagon. I remember in the 80s.
Right. What are you talking about? I said,
the guys on the roof with the Stingers.
Right. And I also said, well, why don't you post guys like that or have anti-artillery weapons like they did in Baghdad the first Gulf War?
Or in Genoa, Italy, right at that very time, they were having the Genoa, Italy summit with missiles on the roof.
Right. And why don't they have that capability on the top of all major tall buildings, and like the Chicago Tower or the Sears Tower? I asked him. So every time he'd raise something that there was a scenario, I'd come back with an answer. And I said, this is really getting aggravating. I said, you people are going to be incompetent until 500,000 Americans are dead.
So they were setting the stage and admitting it's going to happen, we're not going to stop it.
Exactly. And I got really angry. I said, that's it. I said, you guys are going to destroy this country by your incompetence and inaction, or complicity. And at that point, everything shut up.
What did the director say when he brought up microchips?
He said they're going to bring in martial law, totally suspend the Constitution, and give the national ID to all American citizens and the implantable microchip.
And at that point, after you had this meeting, what did you go and then do?
I told my wife, who, of course, had known, because we have a very open relationship, and I kind of wrote this down because I wanted to recall all these events very exactly. The disturbing thing was, when he mentioned the word microchips, I got really, really angry. He could see the blood vessels, I'm sure, sticking out my forehead. I was so upset because back in 99, one of my contacts had actually shown me the national ID, or one of the different types of IDs that are out there being manufactured. This one was made by Healthcare Technologies out of Madison, and they had also shown me the implantable chips that are encapsulated either in Pyrex or titanium.
And again, that's because out in Colorado you were working in some classified programs.
Right. And so I have all these contacts. And of course, what's amazing is they know something really specific in one little area, and they want to know everything else you know, because as a physician you work in all these different facilities and you know a broader picture than they do, so they often exchange. And the most upset people that I met were people who were former Special Ops, Delta, military, you know, pretty high up in the inside, that were really disturbed that this is the abuse of the American military. It's putting people in harm's way without proper protection. For example, they knew darn well when they're blowing up these chemical sites in Iraq that we had run out of capsules to protect our guys from the chemicals. They knew that when these shells were hitting the sides of their Bradley fighting machines, they were getting depleted uranium. And it was filled in their lungs. I mean, I did chest x-rays, and you could see their lungs filled with depleted uranium particles all through their lungs. This is very disturbing. They're putting our boys at risk without proper equipment, without proper protection, and without proper backup. And
but they always kick all the old guys out and bring in a new poor crop of ignorant people that don't know what's happening. Fast forward to 9/11. The morning of 9/11, how did you first learn of it? What did you think going back to that meeting a few months before? With the FBI director.
Well, I was that day. I was driving my kids to Chatfield High School because my two older sons were going there. It's a couple miles from Columbine, and I lived in Colorado in Highlands Ranch, which is in South Denver. And when I heard it on the radio, I couldn't believe it. That sinking feeling, like, oh my gosh! I was holding the steering wheel like I'm gonna lose it on the road. I was just so shaken by the fact that this happened, because I knew that they did it. I knew that they did it. And then when I heard it was buildings, you see, because I'm a chemist.
I knew they did it too, but go
ahead. I knew that. I just knew in my gut. And my gut told me they did it. They did it. And I knew it was planes going into the building. I said, well, look, jet fuel doesn't even get that hot. I knew it had to hit 2,600 degrees to even melt the steel. I said, oh, my God, I know that this was brought down probably the same way as they brought the Oklahoma City building. That's why I mentioned that story first. And my contacts since, in the last few years, have told me exactly what you said, Alex. You're right on the money on every single one of these stories. You're right there, is that they brought those buildings down with pre-placed munitions in the walls and in the structure of that building and right down the bedrock.
And then that's why for a month it was still molten metal down on the bottom because of the incredible heat generated, and that was what the satellite public photos showed.
Absolutely, and the reason why it was still hot is because the hot radioisotopes are still down there cooking away. That's why 5 weeks later it's hot. You know, if it was jet fuel, it would not be hot 5 weeks later. Come on. It's only going to hit 1,600 degrees.
It's unbelievable. We're going to come back and take calls, my friends. Doctor, can you stay with us into the next hour?
Most definitely.
All right. We're talking to Dr. William Richard Deagle, M.D. And they're going to have more attacks in this country, and they're going to have martial law unless we cause an awakening right now. The PrisonPlanet.tv info is posted.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
It's about power, it's about control, it's about domination. The new Attorney General, on the verge of being confirmed, is the architect of saying the president is above the law, torture is legal, the president is above federal law. That is ridiculous, that is asinine. That is a complete and total fraud. That is balderdash, cockamamie, whatever word you want to use. It's unbelievable. And before we go back to Dr. Deagle and take your calls, I've made two 9/11 films, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, and part two of that, The Masters of Terror Exposed. And you can get both those videos and George Humphrey's video and the other 9/11 video by Eric Huffman and Paul Watson's Order Out of Chaos 9/11 book, a 300-plus page book, for $59.95. Even if you already own some of these videos, get them because of the discounted price. I don't know, what is that, roughly $12 an item, $11 an item. Get them to give as gifts to wake people up. Make copies of them. If you get one copy of Road to Tyranny, almost 3 hours long, each additional copy is $5.95. Buy the regular price, each additional copy, $5.95. Same thing with American Dictators, my newest film. Get them out to people now. The people are ripe to be woken up. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Please take action. Please don't wait. Expose the murdering terrorist. Bring the murderers of those 3,000 people to justice. 888-253-3139. And you can link through to articles that Dr. Deagle's written also at PrisonPlanet.com and to his website right now. Dr. Deagle, let's go to some calls for those that have been holding and being extremely patient. I guess up next here, who's up next here? Mike in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, there's 3 points I'd like to make. Bush is a good example. Instead of people looking to him as a savior instead of looking to Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
And people need to start being heroes themselves and taking charge. Two other comments is this Alberto Gonzalez fellow. I wouldn't be surprised that with this coming Latin Americanization of America, that we'll be seeing hate crimes legislation when Americans start taking charge against this illegal immigration problem.
Which Bush is for total legalization. This guy's pro-abortion, doesn't want you to be informed parentally when your 12-year-old goes to have an abortion, when he's on the state Supreme Court, an Enron lawyer, and the architect of the torture.
But that makes perfect sense that with this, if there is a future hate crimes legislation preventing people from taking any action or information warfare against these this Mexican invasion. Another point, too, is I don't know if you've seen the article or have it, when the North American Free Trade Agreement came into effect about 1993-94, Kissinger had wrote a editorial piece in Time magazine that NAFTA was a gigantic step towards a new world order that was the most creative.
No, I've got his quote. NAFTA is a great leap towards a new world order, and now the free trade area of the Americas, the final summation, and the average American has no idea, and the dollar plunged again today. I mean, we are being looted. Doctor, are we not being looted right now?
Absolutely. What's happening is that they're, in a sense, they have a large it's like a transfusion siphon sucking all the capital out of America into Europe and other countries. And it's to use America's military power, and then when America has been completely drained of all of its life, then to throw it away as a lifeless carcass. That's what the plan is, and to subjugate so that everyone will be under global taxation. And I can't agree more with your caller about we have to become personal heroes, and we also have to look to God and to Jesus and to Yeshua as our Savior, because George Bush or none of these politicians are going to save us with what's coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, hour number three, only 70 seconds away, and we posted the WTC section, transmit globally.
Introducing...